Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningin M. Hang Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underlined that India is today seen as a trusted partner for growth, pointing to recent trade deals with countries across regions including the UK, the US and the EU. He said trust has become India's strongest currency. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, he emphasized the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. He also highlighted expanding economic engagement between the countries and announced that India's digital payment platform UPI will be launched in Malaysia soon.
Over 100 Indian IT companies operate in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs. The Malaysia-India Digital Council is paving new pathways for our digital collaboration. I'm happy to share with you that India's UPI will come to Malaysia soon.
Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur yesterday on a two-day official visit and will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister today, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. Union Minister of State for External Affairs and Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, arrived in Nagaland yesterday and met with BJP party members and representatives of Eastern Nagaland People's Organization in Dimapur. Congratulating ENPO on the historic FNTA agreement, he said it marks a significant step towards peace and prosperity in Nagaland. The minister reaffirmed that the development of the Northeast and fulfillment of the aspirations of its youth are key to the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. During his stay, Mr. Singh will visit Kohima and Peck to attend local programs and address the media on the Union Budget 2026 in Kohima. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare will visit Longleng District later this month. Sharing this during the District Planning and Development Board meeting yesterday, Deputy Commissioner W. Manpai Pom urged all departments to be ready with their activities. The meeting also discussed the recently signed Frontier Nagaland Territory Authority Agreement. The DC noted that an interim body is expected to be formed within a year and called on officials to ensure its smooth implementation. Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched a nationwide Pulse Self-Reliance Mission from the Food Legumes Research Center in Sihor District of Madhya Pradesh. At the national meeting of the mission yesterday, the roadmap for the mission was finalized with key components including a cluster-based production model, seed villages, establishment of 1,000 Pulse mills across the country, and strengthening research-farmer linkages. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Chauhan said that the country will now move towards becoming a global exporter of pulses.
अगर क्लस्टर में कोई दाल मिल लगाना चाहेगा तो दाल मिल लगाने के लिए भी 25 लाख रुपए तक की सब्सिडी भारत सरकार देगी इस मिशन के अंतर्गत भाई के भाई दाल बने और बिक जाए और किसान को ठीक कीमत मिल जाए इस बार 1000 दाल मिल खोलेंगे
The union minister said self-reliance in pulse production is essential for building Atmanirbhar Bharat. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has extended the operational hours of its call centre to provide enhanced support and guidance to aspirants. UPSC said that the call centre will remain operational on all days, including Saturday, Sunday and holidays, till the submission of application forms for the Civil Services and the Indian Forest Service Examinations 2026. It will function in two shifts from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m, allowing candidates to seek assistance beyond regular working hours. In local sports, 29-year-old Venuzo Daho emerged as a champion of the 30th senior meet of the Chakasang Wrestling Association. Hailing from Tenizu, Mr. Daho defeated Hului Di Vadio of Sakraba in the final to secure the title for the fifth consecutive time. Venu Vadio and Mulasu Vesu finished in third and fourth positions. In the under-15 category, Kutho Puro emerged as the winner. And Nitsuyan FC has won the 15th Lotha Football Championship. The team lifted the trophy after a dominant 5-0 win over Niro Range FC in the final played at Woka yesterday. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.